Hey, welcome to my podcast, Whether Wuthering Heights Was Worth the Read. My name is Grace Heighton, and I really enjoy reading. My favorite book is Twilight, and my favorite place to read is my cottage. Recently, I've been trying to read more classic novels, and Wuthering Heights is the first classic that I have tried to read, and I'm glad I started with Wuthering Heights because it's pretty small, and it is very difficult at times to read Old English. I never realized until I sat down to read it, and it took me like 5 minutes to read a page, and I was like, okay, I am getting myself into something, but I'm determined to finish the book, and I will, and so far it is good. It has taken me a little while to catch on to certain things, but you know, if I don't know a word, I'll Google it, and it's been a fun little adventure to try and read this book. Before we learn what the novel was about, I thought we should take a second to learn more about the author. The author of Wuthering Heights is Emily Bronte. She has two other sisters, and they were also novelists. The three sisters did not go by their actual names when publishing books. They went by fake names so that the critics could not tell which gender they were and judge the book because of that. She went by the name of Ellis Bell. The book was published in 1847, a year before Emily passed away. She passed away at the age of 30. Before I read the novel, I realized that it was old, but I didn't realize that it was as old as it was, and I never realized that she passed away at such a young age, or, I mean, what I would consider a young age. Probably then it wasn't that young, but I'm 15, and 30 is 15 years away, and that is just absolutely crazy to me, and it was like an interesting little thing that I did not know about Emily. I didn't know much about Emily or that she was part of the Bronte sisters and stuff. So it was neat to learn a little bit about her. That leads me like kind of straight into like the setting of the book, because if the book is old, then the setting is even older than the book. So that's crazy. The setting of Wuthering Heights is in England in 1808, but some of it goes all the way back to the 1770s. The novel takes place in a house or an estate called Wuthering Heights and another house or estate called Thrushcross Grange. It is described to be in the rolling hills of England, a wooden carriage with a horse, down a dirt road kind of place, and if I were to go back in time, it would be one place that would be very cool to visit because it really shows what it used to be like. So to pretty much sum up what I've read so far is there is a man named Lockwood, and he comes to Wuthering Heights looking for a landlord, and his landlord's name is Heathcliff. And Heathcliff loved someone named Catherine, and Catherine had passed away. And Lockwood wanted to learn more about his landlord Heathcliff's life, so he finds Heathcliff's former maid and asks her all about Heathcliff's life. And she tells him everything. And we learn all about him and Catherine who she loved. And it is a story full of jealousy and hatred, but also love and just compassion and confusion. And it's a very interesting novel. This entire novel is told from the maid's point of view. Her name is Ellen, or they call her Nellie, and she tells the entire story of when she first met Heathcliff to when he fell in love with Catherine and from there on. So we get to experience the entire thing from her eyes. In this novel, we have a love triangle between Catherine, Heathcliff, and Edgar. And as an audience, we struggle to decide who we think should be together because Heathcliff is a mean person and slightly evil, but yet he loves Catherine with an absolute passion and would do anything for her. And Catherine is manipulative and only gets what she wants, but yet she has so much to love. And then we have Edgar, and he is so kind and caring and passionate and would take a bullet for Catherine. Catherine doesn't even deserve his love. So we really struggle with who we think is meant to be, because should Catherine be with Heathcliff, where they both love each other and they're both bad for each other yet perfect for each other? Or do Catherine and Edgar belong together, where Edgar makes Catherine a better person? So it's a very opinionated novel, because it really truly is hard to tell who is meant to be together, and it's all about how you read into different things in the book. And I think that's what's cool about it, is that two people could read the same book and have completely two different opinions on it. The whole atmosphere of the book is very tense and uneasy. There's not a lot of warm, fuzzy feelings in this book. It's a lot of, oh, like, I wonder what that person said, and oh gosh, I can't believe that happened. It's not a warm and fuzzy novel. The theme of the story is just hate and betrayal and selfishness, but there's also a little bit of love in there, and sometimes it's hard to see because it is such an overwhelming hatred for people in the novel, but it is there. And Stephanie Meyer says it's a hate story and not a love story, and I think that is true to some point, but I definitely think that there is a component of love in there that is very true and real, and that I think some people really do struggle with in certain instances, and I think that maybe it's eye-opening to those people who are struggling with the problems that are in the novel. I found a quote online, and it says, "Love me or hate me, they are both in my favor. If you love me, I will always be in your heart, and if you hate me, I will always be in your mind." And I think this quote really sums up Catherine as a character, because she's so selfish, and she just wants everything to revolve around her, and only certain people really notice it. And I just think that it was the perfect quote that would fit so perfectly with her. So this novel has an obvious text-to-text connection between New Moon, which is the second book in the Twilight series, and Wuthering Heights. And the author of New Moon had taken a little bit of the idea from Wuthering Heights, because it is a love triangle, and we do struggle to decide who's meant to be. The reason that I chose to read Wuthering Heights is because it is mentioned a couple times in Twilight, and I enjoy reading Twilight during the summers, and I thought that maybe if I read Wuthering Heights, it would help me understand what the author is talking about even more in Twilight. And the main character, Bella, Wuthering Heights was her favorite novel, and Edward couldn't stand it, and I was curious why and where their opinions were coming from, and maybe the next time I read the book, I can have an opinion on what I think of Wuthering Heights too. And I thought that it would be cool to read it and really be able to understand what's going on in the novel even more. Actually, a funny story, when I bought the novel, or my mom bought the novel, we were at a bookstore, and I went up to the cash, and they were like, "Oh, you're reading this for a school project, normally that's why people buy them," and I was like, no, I'm just, like, reading it for fun, and they're like, "Oh, okay then, like, normally people don't just, like, read this for fun at your age," and I just thought it was funny, and I kind of laughed myself when I decided to use this for my novels. So far, so good. I have learned a lot about the Old English language, and I have learned that it can be extremely difficult to read, but it is still fun and interesting, and it is just cool to see how much the language has evolved. I really like it. I like the characters. It is a little confusing at times since there are so many characters, and sometimes they go by their first names and sometimes they go by their last names. But other than that, it's a great read and I'm enjoying it. Thanks so much for listening to the first segment of Whether Wuthering Heights Was Worth the Read. I'm Grace Heighton, and so far, Wuthering Heights has been worth the read.